Good morning. You've made it to Friday.
And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. You know, yesterday there was a wonderful article in the Berkshire Eagle, a column called Fraud Watch from a man named Elliot Greenblatt. Nothing has been bothering me more, David, than those robocalls or people calling up from one so-called charity or another, waking you up. I got to sleep very early because I get up at 2 in the morning. And he offers some very good advice. He says, do not pick up the receiver or answer calls from unknown numbers. Record calls from numbers you do not recognize. So it's gotten to be really bad. And I do think it's time for Congress and for the state legislatures to really get busy on this. For a while, it got a little bit better on a do not call list, which we still have. But on the other hand, it's time to really move.
Well, apparently, American politics has gotten so bad, Alan, that two former presidents, one a Democrat, of course, President Obama yesterday, as well as President George W. Bush, of course, a Republican, blasting American politics without naming it, but seeming to take a swipe at President Trump.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. They were talking about false patriotism, division as a technique for getting yourself into office. We've seen it before. We'll see it again. But Trump has made a high art out of it. So when people fall for it, it takes some people of courage, including an ex-Republican president or two, to get up and say, cut it out. As for Barack Obama, who has held his fire all of this time, he obviously thinks this is bad enough to be able to say, cut it out. And it really is a question as to whether we are going to allow this man, Trump, to bring this country into the kind of disrepute that so many people around the world hold it in now.
And what are the implications here for the Republican Party itself, Alan?
Well, the Republican Party is in very bad shape. They haven't been able to produce anything. They have a president. They have both houses of Congress. They had Paul Ryan standing up to do his comedic thing at the traditional Al Smith dinner, but it didn't sound so comedic to me. Among his other things that he was saying is he has to wake up in the morning and worry about which tweets to ignore from Trump. And so it is a situation where Trump believes he's doing what needs to be done in order to ensure his popularity, but he is tearing not only the country asunder, but his party. Now the issue becomes, what about tax reform? And of course, the Republicans have united to say we have to have tax reform. But if you read the fine print really carefully, among not only Medicaid, which of course is continuation of their attack on the poor, but Medicare, I don't think the AARP is going to be very happy about it, about reductions in Medicare costs, which is going to, of course, translate into the services that elderly people and poor people get in this country.
A strong defense yesterday from White House Chief of Staff John Kelly over the issue of President Trump and his call to the Gold Star widow.
Well, it was something that really caught my attention, and I watched it in its entirety. Now, I can only imagine what the background in the White House was as Trump was catching so much flack. Here's Kelly, unfortunately, invoked by his own president, as they asked General Kelly about that. I can't even imagine what kind of back and forth happened in the White House that made Kelly get up there and attack an African-American congresswoman from Florida. This is just one more piece of the war on black people in this country.
Finally, someone who you've talked to many times, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, took a step in the direction of running against Andrew Cuomo for governor.
Mark Molinaro is a Republican, a very thoughtful Republican. And if the Republicans want to win in New York State, a guy like Molinaro will be a good candidate. But you know, David, you never know what the Republican leadership is interested in. Are they going to go with the same old Mr. Astorino from Westchester or one of the other guys who has perpetually been mentioned? It always makes me scratch my head that when they get an attractive candidate like Molinaro or like Chris Gibson, by the way, who was told to back off when he was making the rounds talking to these Republican leaders, it always makes me wonder why they don't want to win.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And as we head into the weekend, another big thank you to all our listeners who helped us end a fun drive in a day and a morning.
It was over on Tuesday morning, very early in the day. And I do think that we say, okay, well, then that was that and goodbye. But no, in my heart, I know in yours, David, and I know in everybody in the staff, we are so grateful for what people did.